Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. B. Scott is in, so you're getting a good four-hour-long Texans report today and tomorrow.
That's right. That's right.
This is that time of the week. It's that segment throughout the week where during Rockets season, it's a Rockets report. During Texans OTAs, it's a Texans report. Damn it, it's a B. Scott report, and this happens to be a Texans B. Scott report we got going on right here. B. Scott, man, there's a lot going on over there right now. I know we've talked the C.J. Stroud thing, to death, and it is a huge topic, but we're hearing from a lot of players, and I know you've been there asking the questions. You damn sure heard all the audio, but you're hearing some pretty interesting things on that side of town.
Yeah, and in the interest of all the pieces mattering, including C.J. Stroud, but beyond that, you know, one of the big topics as we go into this season, Clint, is the new look offense. What's it going to look like? What's it going to be about? Of course, they got new pieces, both in terms of weaponry and the offensive line being remade. So all eyes are on that. I think we're all excited about the defense and believe in what D'Amico Ryans is doing with the defense, the leadership of Will Anderson, Derek Stingley Jr. being an all-pro, Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock being the type that can emerge as real legitimate standout players. Like, we're excited overall about the team. But we don't have a good sense for what this offense is going to look like, because how could we? The offensive coordinator is not only new to the team, but he's in his first year playing in this or operating in this role, right? So I thought it would be good, since we got Christian Kirk yesterday, to ask him just a simple two-part question, which I did. I asked Christian Kirk, and his answer made me think of you, Clint, so I'm glad you're back. I asked him, what do you like about this offense? Kind of a generic question that I'd allow him to kind of go into his own, to give us his own thoughts. What do you like about this offense, and what is the difficulty in learning it? And this is what Christian Kirk, your new Texans wide receiver, had to say.
Nick is all ball, very intelligent, very smart, does a great job communicating to us, you know, what the expectations are, route detail, motions, formations, whatever the case may be. He's done a great job kind of laying that out for us. And it's been, I guess, primarily pretty easy, you know, just being able to learn it the way he's been able to install it. Ben McDaniels in our room has done a great job teaching us just all the things from a football IQ aspect that you need to know as a receiver. And this offense is dynamic. A lot of motions, a lot of pre-snap adjustments for the defense to have to, deal with. So I think you'll see a lot of guys in different places to be able to make plays.
A lot of motions, a lot of pre-snap adjustments, and all teaching it in a way that is easy to learn. These are all things that made me think of you, Clint. So yep. I wanted to get your reaction to that. What does that make you think of when you, or does that give you some kind of confidence in hearing a veteran who's new to the team, learning an offense that is also new to the team, speak about it in that way? Wanted to get your reaction to that.
Well, B. Scott, look, for me, it's easy, man. I mean, we, you know, a lot of these players and a lot of these coaches, they have the buzzwords around the league. It's a monkey see, monkey do, or I guess I should say monkey hear, monkey say kind of deal, where it's, you know, guys, you hear somebody say something. All the offensive coordinators right now are talking about, every offensive coordinator in America now is saying, oh, man, I'm going to tailor my offense to each kind of the players that I have, you know, my players' strengths.
Sure.
You know, that's a buzz phrase right now. I think one of the buzz phrases, I know we've heard it around here a lot, is boy, we're going to use a lot of motions and formations to confuse defenses kind of deal. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I thought you might.
I know, I just hope it's real. You know what I mean? Like, I hope it's not a catchphrase. I hope it's, you know, I hope that is something that we're looking at where formations and motions are used to our advantage. I mean, we look, it's not easy. But, you know, the good coordinators, I'm not talking about the great ones, the good ones are going to give you formationally and with shifts as well as pre-snap movements, motions, are going to give you mismatches throughout a game where the quarterback has throws in the ocean. And that is one thing that CJ, he had a lot of it his first year, but this last year, everything was so damn difficult. He had to earn every completion. And, you know, you go watch Matthew Stafford out there. I'll use Matthew Stafford because that's where Kaylee came from. You go watch Matthew Stafford, and somehow in crunch time, game on the line, in a drive, they'll find a way to get what's my man up there with the big head, the receiver he's got?
Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua. They'll find a way to get Puka Nacua wide ass open.
I love this how we identified him.
In a critical, he's got a big head, man.
He does.
But, you know, like, McVay finds a way to get that guy, like, literally a throw in the ocean for the quarterback in critical moments of the game, like two or three times. You're just like, that's what good coordinators do.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase it. That's what great coordinators do, right? And so I know it's not easy, but you start hearing Christian Kirk, who's been around the league for a while, start talking about, yeah, man, motions and movements and formations, they're going to be used to our advantage. I hope he's right. I hope we see that come to fruition, because it is a beautiful thing. Football is a lot, it's never easy, but it's a lot less difficult when you've got a coordinator that's on the ones and twos dialing things up.
Yeah, man, it just stood out to me, everything that you mentioned, and of course all of the motions and the pre-snap stuff, and of course it's hard to separate those comments from understanding C.J. Stroud's sort of new role in all of that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of tying all that together, and I'm getting excited just thinking about it, right? And then on top of that, I just hadn't, and this is really more of a buzzword and not all that specific, kind of more so specific what we were just talking about, but just a more generic buzzword that he used that I had not heard anybody else use was dynamic. And of course, you're going to describe your own offense like that. You ain't going to never hear a player come out here and just say, and especially being new to the team, be like, man, you know what? This offense ain't bleep.
Yeah.
This offense ain't dynamic. It ain't cool. It ain't fun. It ain't none of that stuff, man. It's just basic. It ain't nothing. But just the fact that that was his choice of words. This offense is dynamic. And the part about them being teachers of the game that make it easier for them to learn and understand what it is that you're trying to teach. I feel like in the past, in the recent past, that there's been some disconnect in the teaching and the learning, or the teachers and the students, so to speak, and how things, not just what they were doing, but how they were coaching it, and sort of some of the discord and the communication that was happening in that offensive room. It seems like there is some remedy to that. Now, of course, we're early on. Time will tell when the rubber hits the road, so to speak, and there's some controversy, and they got to come up with more answers to the test, right? Adjustments to the adjustments, right? Like, we'll see when that time comes.
Yeah, doing it in real time is a lot more difficult, you know, to do than it is to say it, obviously. It's like, you look at last year, and I wasn't as critical of Bobby Slowick in year two, just like I wasn't as impressed with Bobby Slowick in year one as a lot of people. It's the water's going to level out at some point, right? But I think it's very accurate to say, you know, you look back at like Bobby Slowick, and the football 101 things were not handled, and that's just the communication, right? And then you look at even the more advanced self, which is exactly what Christian Kirk just said about Nick Caley, of like the inability to do what your players do well. Like, again, I know people will sit around and talk about, and I don't like to make excuses at all for Dalton Schultz, but the fact that Dalton Schultz was asked to block a true defensive end in a critical situation in a playoff game, in a survive and advance game, like that's the definition of doing what your players aren't good at, like making your players play to their weaknesses and making them play left-handed instead of playing to their strengths. So it's difficult. We saw it be a problem last year in Houston, and hopefully Nick Caley can write that and get moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and it also made me think about, I know that we heard from a wide receiver and he talked about Ben McDaniels, but since we're talking about some of the new guys, it made me think about, and we'll see how much of a difference this actually is, how much it actually comes into fruition on the football field. But the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach who coaches the unit that struggled the most last year, them being more aligned and being on the same page, kind of working on a string, if you will, like that part is significant to me when you think about how, and I don't know what the relationship was exactly, but there was clearly some disconnect between Bobby Slowick and Chris Strausser, the former offensive line coach, and like to our understanding, Chris Strausser really had no real experience in this type of offense, you know, in the type of offense that Bobby Slowick was running. So there was just a natural disconnect that never really seemed to remedy itself, even with a year of experience under their belt coming into year two. That didn't seem to help much. It does feel like between
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nick Caley, Cole Popovich, and if you want to even tie it into Nick Caserio, all these guys basically come from the same stock. And I think that that part is going to matter for better or worse. I think all of that is going to matter in terms of how they play as a unit.
Well, I think, one of the biggest problems last year, it falls in the lap of the offensive coordinator, and the firing is justifiable. But the reality of it is I don't think you had a coaching staff that saw this thing through the same lens.
No, clearly not.
We can talk about the communication with C.J. Stroud and the offensive line's inability to communicate at the line of scrimmage and you know, if you don't have the ability, like you just mentioned, the difference being Cole Popovich and Caley being so close, if you don't have the ability for that offensive coordinator, that offensive line coach to go to the sideline in the middle of a heated game where you're not protecting your quarterback, you're getting your ass kicked, and go, hey, here's what we're going to do, man. These are the two adjustments that we can go to where we're not going to have Dalton Schultz protecting a true defensive end, rush end. You know, he may have to block a linebacker or a safety, but we're going to stay out of the protection where these are our answers. We've got answers. We've talked about it. We know each other like the back of our hand. Here's what we're going to go to. Right? That is a huge advantage. Clearly, that wasn't a thing last year. And I don't think Strausser and Slowick, I think, have caught a lot of the heat, but it wouldn't shock me at all if it was all involved, right? There was a lot of different, you know, different thoughts and frustrations with how things were handled.
It seemed like at every turn, so many were being pulled in different directions.
Yeah, this is how I would do it. This is how, and the whole time Bobby Slocum was like, we're going to do it this way, and you some bucks are going to have to execute it.
Yeah.
And that bit him in the ass. So we shall see. Hopefully those guys are aligned and have the answers that we need. We'll see if they can protect the quarterback.
I also want to add real quick, too, just since we're on the topic of Christian Kirk, and I mentioned this yesterday with Lou Clint, but for me, I understand he's a slot guy, but until proven otherwise, this is their number two guy in terms of weaponry. Like, and maybe some folks don't like to think of the slot guy as that guy. I would say go see the Detroit Lions and Amon-Ra St. Brown being primarily a slot guy, and he's their number one.
Yeah.
But I think until Jaden Higgins or Jalen Noel or somebody on this this offensive unit that we just haven't seen yet emerges and takes that spot, Christian Kirk is easily their second most accomplished guy and their second best pass catching option for me right now.
There's no doubt about it. But the reality of it is you got Nico Collins. You just need the other pieces to fall in place, right?
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Need Dalton Schultz to produce, right? You need Christian Kirk to be that reliable slot. You need at some point one of these young ones to come around and be productive, be a good third or a good fourth wide receiver. You need Joe Mixon to be involved in the pass game, the screen game to help. Like, you need those ancillary pieces, if you will, to just contribute. You don't need Stephon Diggs to be an all-pro player next to Nico Collins. You don't need Tank Dell to be demanding 90 catches and 1,100 yards. And, you don't need all that. You just need those guys to we used the Astros earlier. You need the guys that are paid handsomely to play up to par.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.